Hi, I'm your host, Brittany Mitchell. If you'd like to hear my story, go back to episode one. Hey guys, so I know you haven't heard from me in a couple of weeks. I have been super sick with pneumonia, and I just haven't kind of felt like doing an episode. But that's kind of what I want to talk to you guys about today, and kind of the things that we've kind of put in place because I've had this sickness, and kind of what the root causes were, and what hopefully you guys can learn from my experience, and kind of, like I said, what we've done in hindsight of what's kind of happened. So, I got sick about 2 weeks ago. First of all, I had kind of overscheduled myself. We had like 3 birthday parties and a baby shower to go to in like 2 weeks. So I was eating a ton of stuff I probably shouldn't have, like sugary stuff. And that, I'm sure, it lowered my immune system. Plus, I was around a ton of other people, and some of them I know were sick. The other thing that happened that we think that caused my pneumonia was we got a hold of some contaminated distilled water from a big box store. We used distilled water in like our coffee maker and for drinking water and that kind of stuff. And I'd also kind of put it in the diffuser, which was probably a huge no-no because it got into my lungs quicker. But what we've done is we have invested in a Berkey water system to hopefully get rid of the contaminated water. The Berkey system is the best one that's out there on the market. We had been talking about it for a really, really long time, and I just couldn't make the connection of it costs so much to it's going to save us a ton of money and probably my health. I did not draw that conclusion, but this is the latest thing that we've done to remove toxins from our home. It's, like I said, the last thing we've done. But we had got a hold of some contaminated water from a big box store. It was distilled water, so I thought we were doing pretty good because it shouldn't have been chlorinated. It shouldn't have had anything other than just distilled water in it. But I'm assuming maybe something happened and they put chemicals in it or something, and my system just did not work that well with the chemicals. So what I've kind of learned from my experience is, first, smell the water before you drink it. Even if it tastes fine, sometimes if you smell of it, if it smells off, just don't use it because it's probably contaminated. So the water tasted okay. I mean, wasn't huge. I did notice a lot of it just didn't quench my thirst. But I also thought it was maybe from our water because we hadn't been using distilled water in our diffuser. So I put it in the diffuser thinking, oh, this will help. I noticed after a couple of nights that it wasn't diffusing very well. So that should have been another kind of red flag that should have went off in my head that didn't. But if it doesn't smell right and it doesn't taste right, just don't use it. Pour it down the drain, do whatever. Especially if you're using distilled water or bottled water from the store, which I know a lot of people do. But the Berkey water system, we finally made the jump. We figured out that we're not going to have to replace the filters until about maybe 2039, maybe sooner, maybe a little later, just depending on how much water consumption that we use, since we have this Berkey water system and we're using directly from our well. Like, we can't have city water because we're too far out in the country, and we live in a fairly rural area. So we can't get anything other than well water. And we were using distilled water and that kind of stuff for other reasons, kind of beyond our control from our well. But this Berkey water system takes out all the nitrates, all like the lead contamination, all the viruses and the pathogens and stuff that could be in our well, just for different reasons. And that way we don't have to put chemicals into our well, which is not good for us either. So, that is kind of where I am at with all this. We did do some oils that I kind of think that have helped. But the main thing I think has helped is getting rid of the contaminated water, not eating sugary stuff, or trying to stay away from sugary stuff, and resting a ton. We also sought Western medication, so I went to the ER. We got some antibiotics. I think that's helped too, along with the oils. The oils are just one more tool in our toolbox to help me get better. And that's the kind of the way I look at them. So if you guys want to know what I've been using Cypress. I've been using Royal Hawaiian Sandalwood, Raven Sara, Sacred Frankincense, Thyme, and Oregano, just to kind of help the antibiotics work better, kind of help my immune system work better, and it's all about boosting my immune system versus, and, you know, kind of the Western medication type thing. But I have been using that, and it's been helping. I've also been doing a ton of probiotics through yogurt, just to make sure that I get enough good bacteria back in my gut from the antibiotic usage, of course, that I don't get any sicker than I would have. We've been using Thieves hand sanitizer, because I don't like using like the Purell or the hand sanitizer, because that'll get rid of all the good bacteria as well as the bad bacteria. And you touch something else and you get bad bacteria back on your hands. Well, that's not any good. That's what creates superbugs. But we took away the water contamination. I've been getting a ton of sleep. I've been using oils. I've been using Western medication. And I've also been using Aromaseize and Immune Pro to kind of help boost my immune system too. So that's kind of what we've been doing. And what we've learned from this is, first of all, if I use distilled water or I drink bottled water, always make sure you smell of it first before you drink it. Even if it tastes fine, it's better to smell of it. If it doesn't smell good, don't use it. If the water doesn't quench my thirst, the next thing is probably to get rid of that water. Even if my electrolytes are off, it may be contaminated, and that I probably shouldn't be drinking it, because when I was drinking it, it did not quench my thirst at all. If I put water in the diffuser and it does not diffuse, it's probably contaminated. Get rid of the water. That was kind of my next thing. Make sure I don't overbook myself with birthday parties and stuff like that, where I'm going to have sugary stuff, and it's going to be hard during the holiday season when we're out and about, and especially with the festivals and stuff coming up, especially in our area here. But that's another thing. Make sure I get a ton of rest while I'm sick. And that's kind of what I've learned through this experience. And hopefully it'll help you guys in some way, shape, or form to keep you from getting sick, because you're using my experience versus going kind of in this alone. Or maybe it'll help you guys to kind of look at maybe even what you're drinking and what you're putting into your body. And kind of notice the differences between what you're doing and if you're sick or not. But we chose the Berkey water system because it's the best off there on the market. It takes care of all of the stuff that we needed it to. We have been looking, like I said, at this system for quite some time. We have had other water filtration systems and they just haven't seemed to work. But that's my opinion. And that's kind of where we're at with this. I'm sure the other systems do work, maybe just not the way we wanted them to. But that is kind of where we have went. And the last kind of thing that we've kind of took out of our home as in toxins is just our water, especially intake for cooking and cleaning and that kind of stuff. That's kind of all I have for you guys today. I hope this has helped you or helped someone in some way. Just make sure to check back every Thursday for a new episode, or click the subscribe button to get notifications when I do a new episode. From here on out, it should be every week. This is kind of a odd time because, like I said, I have been sick, and hopefully this won't happen again. I'll have episodes up quicker and scheduled so that this doesn't happen. But I will talk to you guys next week, and I'll see you then.